Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Today, we will talk about the James Webb Telescope project. Yes, Mr. Izgi, I know you are following this project very closely. Can you give us a short brief about the project?
The James Webb Space Telescope is also called Webb or JWST. It's a space-based telescope, which will complement and extend the work of the Hubble Space Telescope.
What is the budget of the project?
It's about $10 billion. It's a mega project.
So what's a mega project?
A mega project is a huge project with a budget of at least $1 billion and affects at least 1 million people. So, mega projects last for years and years.
What is the duration of this project?
It started in 1994, and the planned launch date is this year in fall.
What is the importance of this project?
It will search the first galaxies or luminous objects of the universe. There is a general consensus among scientists that they were formed shortly after the birth of the universe. Furthermore, it will determine how galaxies have evolved from their formation until the present. Not only these galaxies, but also other stars will be investigated. It will observe the formation of the stars from the first stages to the formation of the planetary systems. In addition, we will be able to measure the physical and chemical properties of planetary systems and investigate the potential for life in those systems.
So you mean Webb will see planets around other stars?
Yes, actually, more than 4,000 planets around stars have been discovered to date. In addition, there are thousands of other candidates. True, Webb will be see the planets around stars too, but it won't be the first time we observe these.
Will Webb plan to observe planets in our own solar system too?
Yes, it will test theories about how the solar system formed. It will also observe some of the planets and their moons and comets and asteroids.
How is the name chosen? Why James Webb?
James Webb was the second president of NASA between 1961 and 1968. This project was named in memory of that person.
Okay. What are the main differences between Webb and Hubble telescope?
It has more light gathering power than Hubble. Its instruments are more sensitive. Compared to Hubble, it will operate at a distance which is much farther from Earth.
How much farther from Earth? I mean, can we compare the distances with the Hubble telescope?
Webb is located about 1.5 million kilometers or 1 million miles away from the Earth. On the other hand, Hubble is located about 600 kilometers or 375 miles away from the Earth.
It is located far away from the Earth. How will Webb communicate with the scientists on the Earth?
It will send data to the Earth using a high-frequency radio transmitter. Large radio antennas on the Earth will receive these signals. They are located at the Space Telescope Science Institute in Maryland, USA.
As I know, it is unserviceable because of the distance. What will happen if it is out of work?
We hope it won't happen. It is one of the boldest gambles in space history. That's why such detailed risk analyses are being conducted. There are some realistic studies to send a service mission to Webb, but currently no money is budgeted for this type of work.
Okay, as we know, its current launch date is fall 2021, but its launch date was postponed many times. Why?
Its development began in 1996 for a launch that was initially planned for 2007. It had cost overruns many times and underwent a major redesign in 2005. Its construction was completed in 2016 and the test phase started. In 2018, the telescope's sunshield ripped during a practice deployment. Later on, the work on the telescope was suspended in March 2020 due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Later, the project started again.
How long will it take to become ready to operate after launch?
It will take about half a year until the telescope can begin its regular mission and conduct routine science operations. Although in the third month, it will be able to take science quality images. 1 month after launch, it will achieve its final orbit around the sun.
How long will the Webb mission last?
At least 5.5 years. The goal is having a lifetime of more than 10 years. The constraint is the amount of fuel used for maintaining the orbit and the proper functioning of the telescope.
Its design is different from Hubble. For example, why is it designed like bee honeycomb?
Its primary mirror consists of 18 hexagonal mirror segments arranged like a honeycomb. The primary mirror is so large that it wouldn't fit inside any existing rockets as a one single large mirror. Each hexagon is equipped with a set of small devices that allow fine-tuning of their position, angle, and curvature. They will work in unison to create extremely accurate and powerful observations.
Will micrometeoroids damage the beryllium mirror of the telescope?
A micrometeoroid is a tiny particle of rock weighing less than a gram. The micrometeoroids are going to hit the beryllium mirror of the telescope. It is quite certain that they have negligible effects. In the past, beryllium mirrors in space were exposed to micrometeoroids without any problems.
What is the operating temperature of the telescope and the instruments?
A large sunshade will protect the telescope from sunlight. The sunshade will cool it to a temperature of -223 Celsius or -370 degrees Fahrenheit. Additional cooling equipment will also be present to cool down the devices further. For example, the mid-infrared instrument will work at a temperature of -266 degrees centigrade or -447 degrees Fahrenheit. The lowest possible temperature is -273 degrees centigrade in the universe.
Mr. Izzi, how far will Webb look?
It can look as far as 13.6 billion light years. A light year is not a measure of time, but it is a measure of distance. 1 light year is the distance the light travels in 1 year, which is about 9.5 trillion kilometers.
In this video, we talked about a case study. If you like this content, please let us know by clicking the like button or writing comment under this video. So in the future, we will prepare more videos like this. You can support us from our Patreon page. Hope to see you in our next video.
We'll be glad if you write your comments below our videos. Also, feel free to ask any questions you might have. Contact us using our email addresses if you are interested in our courses. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.